In the spring of 1995, after 17 years of spreading mayhem from the shadows, the Unabomber goes public. He posts a letter to the New York Times, claiming credit for bombings that have so far killed 2 and injured 24. All in the name of an anarchist group bent on destroying the worldwide industrial system. He claims that he'll stop the killing if they'll publish his long anti-technology manifesto. But on April 24th, 1995, the Unabomber kills again. A newcomer to the Chinese Epicurean scene is the durian fruit from Thailand. If you've never heard of durian before, it's the oddly shaped, spiky fruit known to trigger disgust in the faces of many a foreigner. Words used to describe the smell have included gym socks, vomit, and onions. But to many Southeast Asian locals, it's a prized delicacy, used in many dishes. Our journey through time and space begins with a single step. At the edge of our atmosphere, only 60 miles up, just an hour's drive from home. Down there, life continues. The traffic is awful, stocks go on trading, and Star Trek is still showing.
Let's make sure history never forgets the name Enterprise.
When we return home, if we return home, will it be the same? Our first stop? The moon. To see perhaps the most dangerous kind of extreme sports, we'll go to the Caribbean, to a barrier reef outside the state of Belize. This is the Great Blue Hole, where the depth is an astounding 400 feet, and it's the ultimate challenge for freedivers who dare to dive its great depths without any breathing apparatus or pressure control systems.